For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Cole Blugo in for George Kearns. Charleston police say they will continue to search for a toddler who went missing yesterday. The state law enforcement division is expected to issue a statewide Be on the Lookout alert for 4-year-old Heidi Todd, who was last seen Tuesday evening wearing pink pants and a blue shirt. Police say she may be with a Hispanic or Latino male aged 25 to 30 years old, with short hair and dressed in all gray. Police say Todd's mother was taken to a local hospital shortly after midnight. No further details were released. Hundreds of protesters took to the steps of the State House yesterday to speak out against the Trump administration's decision to open up the coast to offshore drilling. Many coastal residents opposed the measure, saying it will wreak havoc on South Carolina's lush coast and thriving tourist industry. Peg Howell of North Litchfield Beach was among those opposing offshore drilling.
We love the coast. We love South Carolina. We want it to be the way it was. We found it when we first came here, and we want it to be that for generations to come. So this is really our legacy. This is why we're so passionate about protecting this coast, this time, in this situation.
One of the few state officials who is not opposed to offshore exploration is Republican Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant.
I'm concerned, but the information that I've gathered so far, I'm not worried about the seismic testing. I believe it needs to happen so we can make an informed decision, so we can take the risks versus the benefits, and then make an informed decision as to where we proceed from there.
Pro-drilling supporters say oil and gas exploration could be a boon for the state's economy. BMW's upstate manufacturing facility continues to be the nation's largest exporter of cars. BMW says 2017 numbers show cars made at its Spartanburg plant had an export value of almost $9 billion. And authorities say 15 dogs have been found dead in a town in upstate South Carolina. Local media reports a man was out walking late Tuesday morning in Graycourt in Lawrence County when he discovered the carcasses of several dead chihuahuas and two larger dogs. The local animal control said it appeared the dogs had been shot in the head. An investigation is underway. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.